This is a weekly summary of news about women and women's issues and from women's perspectives, which comes to you from the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of the Women's E! News. I'm Nancy Casey. First, the good news. Cheers for the U.S. Senate confirmation of Judge Sonia Sotomayor on August 6th, making her the first Hispanic Supreme Court justice. She will be the 111th person to sit on the High Court and the third female justice. Sotomayor, a 55-year-old federal appeals court judge, was confirmed in a 68-31 vote. 9 Republicans supported her nomination, along with a unanimous Democratic caucus. The supporting Republican senators included Ohio's George Voinovich, Maine's Susan Collins and Olympia Snowe, New Hampshire's Judd Gregg, Indiana's Richard Lugar, Missouri's Kit Bond, Florida's Mel Martinez, South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, and Tennessee's Lamar Alexander. During the final day of debate over Sotomayor's nomination, Democrats continued to praise her as a fair and impartial jurist, while many Republicans portrayed her as a judicial activist who reinterprets the law to coincide with her own liberal political beliefs. Many women's rights groups are applauding Sotomayor's confirmation. The National Council of Jewish Women, for instance, says, quote, Judge Sotomayor is an eminent jurist with broad experience in the public and private sector, as well as on the federal bench. She has demonstrated a strong commitment to the core constitutional values of liberty, equality, and justice. The strong bipartisan vote in her favor is a tribute to her record of even-handed jurisprudence, unquote. Sotomayor was sworn in at the Supreme Court by Chief Justice John Roberts on August 8th. More news to cheer this week. American journalists Yuna Lee and Laura Ling returned to the United States on August 5th after they were pardoned by North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. Their pardon followed former President Bill Clinton's visit to North Korea, where he negotiated the journalists' release. The two women were arrested in March near the Korean border with China while reporting on human trafficking for former Vice President Al Gore's current TV cable channel. In June, the North Korean regime sentenced the journalists to 12 years of hard labor for illegally entering the country. And cheers to the Washington Post for removing a sexist video from their website this week in response to protests from women's organizations, including the Women's Media Center and Women, Action, and the Media. The satirical video, which featured reporters Dana Milbank and Chris Cizilla, made reference to Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton drinking a brand of beer whose name we cannot say on the radio during safe hours, but let us just say that it rhymes with Mad Witch Beer. On August 5th, the Washington Post executive editor Marcus Brauchley also pulled the plug on the entire video series called Mouthpiece Theater, responding to the criticism. Both reporters have also apologized. And for the bad news this week, jeers to George Sodini's deadly shooting rampage on August 4th, where he killed 3 women in the Pittsburgh area, and the shooting may have been related to his resentment towards women. Sodini, a 48-year-old computer programmer, went to a health club and opened fire on a weekly Latin dance aerobics class, spraying dozens of bullets before committing suicide. Nine others were wounded in the incident. Sodini's 4,000-plus word online diary, which provided a 9-month chronology of his plans, revealed his rage towards women, how he felt ignored by, quote, 30 million desirable women in the U.S., and his frustration at not being able to connect with him. In the diary, he said that his anger stemmed from unfulfilled desire. The women at his gym, quote, look so beautiful as not to be human, he wrote. He went on to complain that women, quote, don't give me a second look anywhere, unquote. About 75 people attended a vigil to remember the 3 victims, Heidi Overmeyer, Jody Billingsley, and Elizabeth Gannon. That vigil happened on August 6th in downtown Pittsburgh. More news to jeer this week. On August 5th, a Sudanese court adjourned the case of Lubna Ahmed al-Hussein, who faces 40 lashes and a fine if found guilty for wearing indecent trousers. The case has been adjourned to September 7th, at which time it will be determined whether Hussein, a journalist who also works with the United Nations, has legal immunity. Hussein was charged with public indecency after she was arrested last month, along with 12 other women who were wearing trousers at a Khartoum restaurant. 10 of the women were summoned to a police station 2 days later and were lashed 10 times each. Jeers also to The fact that homicidal violence against women, often called femicide, continues to increase in Guatemala. In 2007, more than 700 women and girls were murdered in that country. While the murder rate cuts evenly across both sexes, women's groups in the country say that females are often targeted because of their gender. In April 2008, Guatemala passed a law against femicide, which is officially recognized as a punishable crime. But much more is needed, the groups say, as perpetrators often remain unpunished. Jeers for the fact that women in the United States are drinking more and drunken driving arrests among women are rising rapidly. Nationwide, the number of women arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs was 28.8% higher in 2007 than it was in 1998. Men still drink more than women and are responsible for more drunken driving cases, but the gap is narrowing. Among the reasons cited for the change, women are feeling greater pressures at work and home, they are driving more, and they are behaving more recklessly. And jeers to the state of Illinois, which, after more than a decade of debate, began requiring minors who seek abortions to first inform their parents of the decision. The law was passed in 1995, but has been under an injunction for years, preventing it from going into effect. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the 7th District lifted the injunction last month and put the law into effect this week. Illinois now joins 34 other states that require parental involvement for minors to have abortions. And today we also note that a new doll that breastfeeds is stirring up controversy. The Spanish-made Bebe Glotón doll allows children to imitate the act of breastfeeding by using a special halter top, which has two flowers positioned where the nipples would be. The doll has caused an uproar among mothers and experts over whether it's natural, useful, or disgusting. The doll is currently sold only in Spain, but it will be marketed in the United States next year. The Women's E-News welcomes your comments, which you can email to editors@womensenews.org. This audio production of Women's E-News was produced in the studios of KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio, which you can find on the web at vpfound.org. Background music is by Joan Hickey. The text of this broadcast and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio and KRFP, I'm Nancy Casey.